Bermuda, the Treasure Island.
When you think of the islands, you probably picture beaches and palm trees and green golf courses. But many American citizens and companies see a different kind of green there, money. This week, the IRS revealed 2 million Americans may be using offshore credit cards to access secret hidden income. Meanwhile, more and more American businesses are using the islands as a tax haven. Some 12,000 international corporations have a presence on Bermuda alone.
It's the new trend in corporate accounting. Incorporate your company in Bermuda and save millions of dollars a year in taxes. Tyco, the global conglomerate, has space in this small office building, even though most of its operations are here in New Hampshire. Global Crossing, the telecom company, has 4 employees at its world headquarters. Here's the real operation in Beverly Hills. Ingersoll Rand, the industrial equipment maker, expects to save $40 million a year in taxes after moving its address to Bermuda last year, but keeping its operations in New Jersey. And others are following. This tiny island off the North Carolina coast, just 21 square miles, is now home to more than 12,000 offshore companies, up more than 20% in the last 3 years.
This can be positively maddening in countries whose taxes these companies are trying to escape, like the United States, where the Internal Revenue Service has estimated some $70 billion a year in tax revenue is lost to tax havens like this one.
There are billions and billions of dollars that we all have to make up for as ordinary taxpayers that are being lost to the Treasury, and it's really unfortunate.
The Bush administration agreed to study the explosion in companies moving offshore, but officials say the real problem may not be in Bermuda, but in the U.S.
We have a tax system, for example, that's practically the only one in the civilized world that taxes all income, no matter where it's earned, and most all foreign jurisdictions only tax business income within their borders, and so some companies may look at that.
You can avoid tax, but that's not a crime. It's when you evade taxes that you get into the technicalities where you're committing an offense.
And the companies that are incorporating here, he says, are playing by the rules.
The people that come here, and they're not doing anything illegal. They're looking for the professionalism that they find. They're looking for the infrastructure that is here.
Bermuda does have a long history as a legitimate business center with tough anti-fraud and money laundering laws. Bermuda's insurance companies are among the most reliable in the world. They began setting up shop here in the 1960s to escape the web of state insurance regulations in the U.S. But their headquarters here are real, real Bermuda businesses with real Bermuda employees. It's the new wave of companies that are threatening Bermuda's hard-won reputation. Global Crossing and Global Star Telecommunications, both bankrupt. Tyco International and Elan Pharmaceuticals, under fire for their accounting. At Bermuda's central bank, which screens every company that seeks to incorporate here, they're double-checking their systems, trying to make certain a Bermuda address doesn't become a black mark.